A new program is opening doors for underrepresented groups in the Marathon area of northwestern Ontario. Confederation College, in partnership with Northwest Employment Works, is offering a free training opportunity aimed specifically at women, youth, and newcomers to the mining industry. The Mining Potential Program focuses on developing learners' non-technical skills, knowledge, and confidence in order to achieve meaningful employment, with the ultimate goal being to provide employers with a safe and well-educated workforce to draw from. The program begins on January 15, 2024, and registration is now open for interested applicants. According to Nick Iachetta, program manager in workforce development at Confederation College, this will be the second time they have offered the Mining Potential Program. The focus is on underrepresented groups. We understand that there's a massive shortage in terms of labor, not just with apprentices, but across the board, so one of things that we're doing now is being really proactive in focusing on underrepresented groups in that sector and giving them an opportunity to explore mining. Iachetta said. That's what this course is really about, an entry-level exploration course that gives you a sense of what it would be like in the mining industry, opportunities in the mining industry, and then, it's optional if people want to take the diamond driller course, but everybody does cause it really leads to full-time employment pretty quickly. The program is funded and supported by the Mining Industry Human Resources Council, MIR. They reached out almost a year ago to ask if we'd be interested in partnering with them, Iachetta said. We ran our first Mining Potential program and it was a huge success. We were oversubscribed in the program in the Marathon area and the majority of the students who took it were employed before even graduating a course. Barrick's gold mine in Hemlo and drilling company Bort Longyear also partnered with Confederation College and Northwest Employment Works to give students more hands-on experience underground while receive their Common Core modules and a diamond driller's certificate. Iachetta observed that all of the target groups for the program, youth, women, and newcomers, are statistically underrepresented within the mining industry and in the trades. The focus is on eliminating barriers, Iachetta said. Confederation College also offers its Mining Essential program, specifically geared to Indigenous learners. The college worked with Anishinaabek Employment and Training Services to offer the Mining Essential program twice in Thunder Bay and once, most recently, in Netmiyzaagameg Anishinaabeg, where they wrapped up about 2 weeks ago. Iachetta said these programs were also a great success. With the recent approval of Generation Mining's closure plan for its Marathon Palladium copper mine, the need for local training initiatives is at an all-time high. Looking at the data, there's just no possible way we're going to fill that gap with the workforce that we currently have in the region, so that means we have to fix our thinking outside of the box and offer opportunities to people who wouldn't necessarily consider it and give them the proper training, Iachetta said. Along with that, we've also got other proposals out with the town of Marathon to do trades programming, with an agency in the Greenstone area to do some heavy equipment operator and driver training. We've got all of the regional school boards on board for a federal proposal to focus on youth with barriers and give them exposure to the mining sector. Iachetta also mentioned pre-apprenticeship training that he'd like to see offered by the college, with women in the region being the target demographic. That program would admit 96 women and pay for their schooling over 2 years to obtain their skilled work certificates. He is currently in the process of putting together a proposal to the provincial government for support. Earlier this October, Marathon Mayor Rick Dumas described the town's partnership with Confederation College to upskill, reskill, or train new and existing workers to broaden the labor pool for regional mining operations. Dumas made it as clear then as Iachetta stressed now that the demand only continues to grow for highly skilled laborers, operators, and apprentices. Iachetta said that the college has been working hard behind the scenes, staying connected to the communities they serve, and supporting the industry however they can to meet the demand. That support includes training around 90 heavy equipment operators in 6 months for the Greenstone Gold Mine, for example. We've been really actively involved in the background of things, making sure people have the training they need, Iacetta said. As people move to Marathon, and nearby communities such as Beegtigong Nishnabeg First Nation carry out residential and infrastructural developments, there is sure to be more residents looking for training opportunities and the college is leading the charge. We understand that, in the next 10 years or so, there's going to be a big gap and there's going to continue to be opportunities in the region and it's in our best interest regionally and community-wise to get proactive with this, Iacetta said. SNN Newswatch.